You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And there is, as we know, a big economy of people who make their money on YouTube, and others who watch their cooking videos, makeup tutorials, etc. To be honest, I thought it was really for people under 30. Turns out, not so much anymore.
I started watching makeup videos and reviews on YouTube because I had a bad experience in high-end makeup and beauty stores.
That's Angela Wright. She's 59, lives in Dallas. She used to get skincare recommendations at the cosmetics counter, but the products didn't really work for her.
And I ended up with a lot of jars full of a lot of things that did not work for my skin.
That is when she found help online from women her own age.
Hi, I'm Beth. Welcome to my new channel, 50 Plus Beauty. I've been here about 3 months on YouTube.
And today I am talking about makeup over 50. Well, beauty over 50.
Welcome to 60 and Me and to my makeup demonstration today.
We refer to that part of the industry as mature beauty audience.
That's Jackie Paulino from Pixability, a company that makes and researches ads on social media. Paulino says what her group calls mature beauty, her words, not ours, is part of something massive on social media.
So the beauty industry is huge and continuing to grow. On YouTube specifically, it's 222 billion views across beauty and personal care on YouTube. It is, you know, bigger than fashion as well as consumer electronics.
Video game and music videos are still the most watched, but according to Pixability, mature beauty has the fastest growing audience of the whole beauty video category.
So that audience is growing really fast. It's actually outpacing the normal market. It has reached 104 million monthly views in 2017.
Which, by Paulino's count, is nearly four times higher than the monthly views in the rest of the beauty video world. What Paulino and her group have seen is that people like Angela Wright want advice on anti-aging skincare, Botox and fillers, ways to use concealer so it doesn't get all cakey and wrinkles. You know, things that younger YouTubers might not even think about.
I started getting feedback from people that they were using my skincare routine, all the same stuff, would buy the exact same thing, and they were sending me these comments and private emails and everything. Oh my gosh, you've changed my skin. My skin is the best it's been in years.
That's Angie Schmidt. She runs a YouTube channel called Hot and Flashy. Yes, it is what it sounds like, a beauty and lifestyle channel for people over 50. It started 5 years ago and did not come screaming out of the gates.
It was, in the very beginning, it was like the crickets were chirping and nobody was watching because people in my age group just don't consider YouTube a vehicle for them. So there wasn't a lot of feedback, but the feedback that I did get for the occasional person who happened to find me was, oh my God, I can't believe there's someone out here who's doing this. You go, girl, do more.
But now Schmidt's channel has 250,000 subscribers. This is her full-time job, and an influencer with Schmidt's audience size can make as much as six figures. I asked Schmidt how profitable her channel is.
It can actually be fairly lucrative. I definitely make enough to buy everything that I need to buy to show people. You know, all the makeup and all the skincare and all the procedures that they want to see, and then to have some profit left over, you know, at the end of the day so that it's a business and I can live on it.
One of the things I find really interesting is that you tend to use affiliate links and marketing rather than sponsored posts. Can you explain that decision and kind of how the monetary end of that works?
Sure. Well, on YouTube specifically, there are kind of three revenue streams. So one is the ads that they run over your videos. You make money on those. And then there's the affiliate links, as you mentioned. And those are when you link directly to a product in your video, then people can click on that link and go over and buy it.
So if you say, I really like this cream, and here's a link for it at Sephora.
Yep. So that really goes into the becoming an influencer part, is that when I really like something, then people do tend to go out and buy it. As you said, the third revenue stream, which is sponsorships, I don't really tend to do a lot of, just because I think people in my generation are much more mistrustful and suspicious of things on the internet, I think. And so if you're taking sponsorships, which is basically a paid commercial for a product, you know, then people tend to not trust your opinion. And unfortunately, I just did a sponsored video for a product, and I had a few people who unsubscribed because they were like, well, now you've gone commercial, I can't watch you anymore. And I'm like, but I make 100 videos a year, and I only took one sponsorship this year. So, you know, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. But that's why I rely much more on affiliate commissionable links.
And what percentage do you make, say, on an affiliate link? You know, if I go buy an eye cream somewhere, what do you make off of that?
It's all over the map. Probably the low end is about 2%. The high end is about 15 to 20%. But that's pretty rare to get that much. It's usually around 8 to 10%, I'd say, on average.
Okay, so I have to let you in on a staff debate that we were having.
Okay.
I'm 41. My senior producer is also in her early 40s. And one of our younger staffers put this on the calendar as like, elder YouTube or mature beauty, or, and we both of us, of course, you know, screamed bloody murder about it, because it was, well, over 35 is the mature beauty, you know,
right,
industry. What do we call this? We need a name for it. What's your commercial name for this, do you think?
Oh, I don't even know. That's a tough one. I would like us to be mature, like over 40 maybe, or over 45
yeah,
should be mature. I think if you're 35, like, technically you're a mature person, but as
debatable,
far as skin,
but okay,
as far as skincare and makeup, you're still young, you still, you know, have great skin, you still don't have much to worry about as far as anti-aging. But yeah, it's interesting. I kind of wish there was a differentiation between 35, you know, to 45 versus 45 and over, or 60 and over, because vastly different in each, like every 10 years makes a huge difference in your skin and, you know, how you can use makeup and everything.
Well, you know, thinking about this from a business perspective and a marketing perspective, look forward for me a little bit. Do you think we're going to see a time on YouTube or other, frankly, you know, internet platforms and channels where there are more people like you, where there is more adoption, where maybe the initially digitally native generation, you know, is using this stuff or whatever the replacement is as time goes on?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why we're seeing so many over 35 beauty vloggers and YouTubers now and gurus, because they started 10 years ago in their 20s, and now they're in their 30s, and in 10 years they're going to still be doing it. They're going to be in their 40s, and their audience will just go with them. So as the audience ages, you know, the whole category will become bigger. And of course, you know, every year that goes by, more and more people who are currently mature, you know, over 50, are getting more comfortable with social media and technology, and they are coming more around to it.
That was Angie Schmidt, who runs the YouTube channel and blog, Hot and Flashy. You got thoughts on this? Send us an email. We're weekend@marketplace.org.